Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo. Hey, shout out to Pharaohs Worldwide, man. Shout out to 1K, man. CBK, Schellinger.
We got a problem.
Yo.
Bullets on top of the option. I go to war by my partner. Yeah. Flame it up like Waka Flocka. Lay no clip on block. No duet, and they leave you at. Hope you niggas ain't forget. Pharaoh clan ain't finished yet. I got them bets. I'm the master, you the pet. I'm the baddest, you regret. Run in your mouth. I put my feet to your teeth. 4GOD, I got leash. Pharaoh clan don't come in peace. Leave a phantom on the street. Hey, boy, don't try to push if I don't talk to feds. I don't got no cover for the walking dead. I'm surprised your world ain't in the coffin yet.
All I see is dead.
Bullets on top of the option. I go to war by my partner. Yeah. Flame it up like Waka Flocka. Lay no clip on block.
Our friends and our enemies. Everybody is here. As many of you know, last March,
it's about that time. Club. The goddess is to be awakened.
Can you see her?
I see her.
Through the valleys of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, I'm the one that's left. Apex predator dealing with Steph. Ghost town, welcome to the ninth circle of hell. They think that they better than we are, later than David Letterman. We hit the scene, you irrelevant. I'm elevated, levitating elephants as dragons against the pelicans. Parallel to the heaven sent, making the devil sin. We are war battling, gangsters moving, pharaohs traveling. I send my legion to the Vatican. Black sight to get jackknife, got black eyes, I'm that type. Leave track lines on your crack spine, got tech nines on your backside. Cut your gas line as a pastime, blow your past life to the next slide. That Mac Roger get baptized, and if you ask why, you get your next slice. Life consumed by the dead. You represent trust feds and fake dreads. I represent bust heads and break legs. You rock a snap back, I rock a snap neck. My hobby is the pit of bodies, low round, most high Omari. The ghost is calling, in the lab embalming the fallen. They know the vow, your soul around with that rose found. When that motor sound, we chose now. Then wolves howl, cause it goes down, it goes down.
About to go wake up the goddess.
It's definitely a good thing. Everything's on time.
Know the game. Know the game. This is the goddess. Look, give it ease for me.
Right.
Tell her to put some positive energy on it. Visualize with
her. Right.
I mean, it's like a right hand man. It's going to help with any intention.
Tell that, God. We out.
Do that.
Let's stay woke. Stay woke.
Know the game.
Rolling with nines, yeah. 999, we back, flipping the six, you feel me? We back, we woke, we real woke nation. We Pharaoh Clan, we Lit Crew, we up squad. We up in there. We on top of that mountain, you feel me? Standing on top of the pyramid. Third eye lit, third eye lit, third eye lit. I see, I see, I see. Pharaoh was burning. That solar, that solar, that solar. We real woke. We real woke. We real woke. See, I see, I see. You niggas in ghost town need to wake up. Time to wake up. Take up your up. Yeah, real woke. Walk on that nine. Yeah, real woke. I see, I see, I see what burning. That solar. Time to let them know what time is, Pharaoh. 9 o'clock, we set on that nine, you feel me? We real woke. On that square, time to wake up. Open your eyes.
Nookie and Pushan, a rabbinet, Jim and Sajur Shishan, Briquet, Hanun, the Bedminet, was to the Nithet, a new Gary Papa, Apu, the Teru.
Time to wake up,
time to wake up.
Alright, y'all, we're about to get this show started. About 2 minutes, and we in the house.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, we lit. It's Pharaoh Clan. Hey, Ro. Yeah. New wop. Yeah, it's new wop. Again. Bumping that Tupac again. Coming to shoot off the gin. Busting that root up again. Y'all niggas grew up the same. Pull out the pen. We writing his story, baby. Yeah, I'm more than crazy. I got blood on my sword. Trucking these niggas no Ford. I'm Curious George. Am I superior? Sure. Got lyrical force. Running these niggas no force. Pharaoh Clan and we lit up a course. Mary, Mary, don't get a divorce. Metatron and I'm really a source. My Ethereum core. Lit. Spiritual war. Rocking like million boys. Nigga, look at the score. EOG and they licking their swords. These niggas like mission the board. Smoke them up, ain't no hitting no short. This is for York.
Yeah.
Smoke on
my
case. Hey,
free
down
New York, man.
Huh?
What's going on, these niggas?
What's that,
Wayne? And we
won't. That's my boy, Pharaoh, man. My fame, man.
It's real,
man. Pharaoh?
We lit.
Yeah.
God body mindset. Pharaoh foul, nigga. That is for watching, nigga. We up.
My mama watching someone up in the makeup proud of me. These niggas, they not prepared for what phase about to be.
They not.
Sipping these sticks. Hey. Laying these bricks. Hey. Hey, I come quick. Hey. Here we go, lit. New up.
New up.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome
welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. For those of you who always know how I do it, I always come in at the last minute, but for whatever reason, it seems to always be right on time. Welcome to the Divine Mothers Radio Show. For those of you who are just tuning in today, I just started back yesterday, and I've been gone for a minute. But one thing about me is once I'm like FEMA. Once I touch down, I don't ever really leave. You know what I mean? So, of course, I'm back with y'all now. And I ask that the way be made that I can just continue to do what other people are asking me to do. Obviously, you know, I never thought even when doing the show that I would really take an interest in it, because it was never me, you know, that the one that would do that. You would have to be close to me to know really how I feel about stuff, you know, and I just never really thought it would be something I'd be interested in for the long haul, but I must say that I am interested. I'm interested because people have been coming to me. I'm interested because I can go back over the stats of my shows and see that people are still going back and watching and listening, rather, to my shows. And for me, it was just something to do. It became like a therapy session where I can talk about how I feel, because I'm terrible how I feel or how I see things, but I can do it for myself in this space and time while figuring out why I was supposed to even start it up to begin with. But what I found is that you never really know the impact that you have on people's lives. You just really never know until they come forward and let you know, that there has been an impact made. Because I know for me, I just do me. I'm just me all day, every day. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. If I feel like it, okay. If I don't, I don't. And, you know, I'm grateful to be in a space where I control my movements every day. Like, I don't have to. And you can put whatever else you want after that. And I'm just grateful for that space. You know, because once you crack open the code in this matrix that we're in, once you stand in front of that mirror, you got to stand in front of that mirror first and look at yourself. You can't lie to yourself, you know, and only a fool ducks when the truth is thrown at them. So you look in that mirror, you analyze yourself, you come to grips with what you see. If there are things that you don't like that you see, you choose to make the choice, you choosing to choose to do something about it. That gives you a little space from it, because sometimes we say we're going to do things and then we just, for whatever reason, make other choices. But in doing it that way, you allow yourself to remain conscious that you made a choice to do it this way. And once it's done that way, everything works itself out, because you always remain constant in the thought that this was your choice, and you respect yourself enough to honor the choice that you made. So in doing so, you acquire everything it is that you will have in this realm. Once you clean that heart chakra, all of those chakras up, and you got to see beyond the veil, you got to take what comes with it. It's not easy. They say the truth hurts, and that's true. It does hurt. But once you receive the truth, though, and you deal with it and everything that comes with it, and move through it, then you get to see the true way to access all of the things that you've been saying that you need. And for those who are praying and asking and all of that stuff, you can bring it right to you. It'll exist. It will just be a part of your life. So yesterday's show was about slavery through consent, or slavery by consent. And it spoke about how we're living in a system that a lot of us don't comprehend. We don't like history. A lot of us don't like history. And I can honestly say at this point that I can comprehend why. Because they haven't been speaking the truth about it. That's why I was a turnoff to everybody who know they don't like history. I didn't, and my children don't. However, with learning the truth about history, there is a certain interest that you naturally take. We were all miseducated, and it was by design. So when you're seeing through and removing the veils, or choosing the blue or the red pill. I mean, the choice is always up to you. You always have the choice to do whatever it is you will to do. Just understand that it's your choice. You can't blame anybody. There's no devil that's doing things to you. That's you. If you knew you weren't supposed to leave the house and take that car, take your mama's car, and you took your mama's car anyway, and she got you for it, it wasn't the devil that made you do it. It was you that made you do it. And the sooner everybody on the planet comprehends that they need to take and accept responsibility for their own actions, the better off everybody will be. We can get rid of the spookism. They have everybody spooked, waiting on this magical poof in the sky. Meanwhile, while everybody is looking up, waiting on someone that's not coming because they don't exist, they're working a whole separate matrix around you. And everybody around thinks it's real. Did you think it's real that we should operate according to the statutes that they're giving us? You think that that's real. So because you think it's real, it is real. However, if we did research history and the truth about history, we would know what's really going on and that there are two constitutions. There's one that was in existence prior to the second one that everybody else is going along with. And just based on birthright allows you access to it. So that was yesterday's show. And today's show, my son mentioned blue pill, red pill. I couldn't even remember whether or not I did something similar to this in the past. But it does apply because everybody that has been coming to me of late has been having to deal with choices. Being given that one last opportunity to get it right. And once you get it right, you're recalibrated. Everything is now moving in life how you design it, how you will for it to exist. If you come, though, and your heart isn't right, if you are given that last opportunity and your heart isn't right, judgment comes immediately after. And that's just how it's wired. And everybody thinking that judgment day is going to happen afterwards. It's not. It's happening every day. For those who stand in a line of judgment, I don't stand in a line of judgment, you know, but I will announce its arrival. So one of the things that I wrote down in my notes, because I tried to get ready, I had like maybe 5 minutes to put something together, and that's normal when it comes to doing the show. But one of my analogies was Jesus, Mary, and God, those three beings. And the story, I put them on the blue pill side, which is, you know, the hocus pocus side. It's the illusion. And on the truth side, which is the red pill side, I put Heru, Aset, and Horus. So when you look at those three beings, and this is one of the things that I said to those Jehovah's Witnesses who came to my door yesterday. It was weird. It was like a setup. Like on a Thursday? Are you serious? You don't come to my door on a Thursday. But one of the things I said to them was they got those stories from these three beings. I said to her as an example, I said, if your name is Wanda, and I'm saying to you, hey, lady, hey, you, or calling you someone else's name, I can't be upset with you if you don't turn around and acknowledge me. I said, so when beings are calling on names of things that are not real, they're not being acknowledged. And they're wondering why their so-called prayers are not moving. It's time to deal with truth. Well, I choose the red pill. Again, like y'all saw the movie The Matrix, the guy who was eating a steak, he's like, the heck with that. You know, give me the blue pill. I'm going back. He just wanted to keep being able to eat that steak. So he liked the illusion. And there are some people that do like the illusion. I just am one who likes the truth. So, you know, of course, in Egypt is the foundation, you know, for the Heru, are set in Horus. You got to take it back to its origin, the place where Christianity would teach you to have an issue with the Pharaoh, because they tell you half stories. They don't tell you the whole truth. They don't tell you that I am that I am gave his people to Pharaoh and said, don't let them go until I come. Don't let them go until I call for them. So in the so-called Moses story, when he went over there, he didn't even know who it was that was sending him. He just said, God. You know what I mean? That's basic. That's surface. It was a lot of gods. That's why Pharaoh handled him that way. And he said he had to go back. And when he go back, he says, well, who should I say sent me? And the response was, you say that I am sent you. When he did that and spoke those tones, Pharaoh released those people. It wasn't because Pharaoh was being mean like Christianity taught me it was happening. It wasn't that at all. It was because so-called Moses didn't have his story straight. He didn't know who was sending him. He didn't know the correct tones. So if you don't know the tones, you're not getting it, because I don't know who you are and I don't know what God you're talking about. But for Christianity to tell you the truth in that regard will make you want to know a little more about Egypt. And once you learn about Egypt, you go even further before they created that name. You go back, to Kemet. You go back even further. That's a continuation of that red pill, because you never stop seeing what's going on. You think you might get to a point where you know, then you find out some more stuff and some more stuff. So that's just my analogy in regards to that particular one. And something else I was discussing, marriage. I was listening to a few things and dealing with, I've been looking into the Black Law Dictionary. I study that. I make sure I get into my proper frame just about every day. And it said that marriage puts you underneath the state's control as a ward of the state, just by using that term, marriage. If you dealt with the term matrimony, you don't have to have, you don't even have to have the state involved in it. If you're going according to the original Constitution, the state is not involved. Therefore, not being able to declare you a ward of it. And they get paid for all of their wards. But if you don't know that, then that's not their responsibility. If you don't know about you, it's not on them. You know, and that's the matrix that we're living in. And people can feel it. They can feel the, they feel oppressed. There's a lot of, I hear that word a lot from others. You know, oppression. And it's like, wow, that's harsh. You know, and they're feeling it because they're in it. They are owing to it, to different agencies in it. Everybody from them. These debt notes, fiat. And making them have to work harder and longer just to keep up. So, with marriage, like I say, yes, you're a ward of the state. You and your children become state property. It's like you're making an announcement to joining together as one. There's some type of benefit in it, too, for them. Other than what's usual. I can't remember everything. I have to get back with that. Another blue pill is lust. You know, it's a major issue. And it's a major issue because there's no teaching that's going along with the action. People are not being taught that there's a difference. But that is the blue pill. So if you're in a relationship and it's built solely on that, then that's the illusion. If you're saying that it's love, which would be the red pill, then you would have to deal with the truth. That's the good and the bad that comes with that situation and assess whether or not love is there. You have to take that physical aspect out altogether, that lust has to be removed to consider love. And once you take that out, the frame, if it doesn't balance out, you know, comes into the looking into the mirror part again. Living a lie versus living the truth. You know, everybody has the opportunity to make their own choices. We can all agree on that. Everybody who is competent, hopefully, are making competent choices. Living a lie, though, the ones who make it seem like it's good on the outside because you don't want anyone to know that something is going on inside. I'm kind of split framing it because for some people I can comprehend why they would do it. For me, though, I just am the way that I am. So even in that situation, living in truth, which would be the red pill, I stand on that side. Not that I have to tell everything that's going on, or not that you have to. Okay, let me say it this way. Let me speak to the ones who do walk in truth. Because the ones who walk in truth, we catch it, you know? Everything that you're doing and the compilation of your truth walking, everything that you're doing now has the ability to show forth fruit. Everything. Continue to walk in truth, and you can have access to everything that you will. That's the gate that's open. All doors open. All doors open to the truth walkers. You know? And lust has its form too. There's a lot of people who are out here who are vibrating on that frequency, are having a good time doing so. They're just not building things to anything. They're building on and on that carnal instead of more on the heart chakra, on the higher vibrations. I mean, which is acceptable if that's what you choose to do. Just understand once the gates shift where you're going to be afterwards. You're going to be right back in that space, still on that side. Just that things are not going to be moving the same way. And because you didn't take ascension, you're going to have to wait for gates to open again for you to have another opportunity. I choose not to live a lie. And I understand, like I say, I know a couple families, a couple people that are not what they appear to be on the outside. And it's okay. That's how it is. But what it does ultimately is break you down, because you want to be able to express it, but you don't. You hold it all in. But going again to the mirror, going to the mirror will help. You know, I choose to deal with truth. I choose to accept that I was duped. I was raised in Christianity in the Baptist church. I was forced to go every Sunday, you know, forced to stay woke in that sleeping place. And, you know, I was duped. I switched to holiness later, and because I thought maybe that would keep me woke. I've said this before, for those of you who've listened to my show, I'm sure you heard it, because that was an impact for me. Heavy hitter. To find out that I was tricked. And to find out that this was just the same as Santa Claus. And that's why that guy laughed at me. So I'm not going back. You can't go back after knowing truth. The problem that everybody is having is that they will not face themselves. They don't want to look at themselves and their hands in whatever the situation is. that they're dealing with. They'll rather look at the other person or other people or blame another race or blame another whatever. If they took the moment to look at themselves and their hands in the lack of preparation or the lack of dedication or the lack of honesty or the lack of or whatever, you know, you can put in that space, you know, and then change comes. You don't get to cheat your way through anymore here. Karma is like on a rampage. She's swinging, and it's a constant thing. I'm grateful to not be standing in a space of anything other than being able to be grateful. And all you have to do to step out of it, and that's for those who want to step away from the blue pill to the red pill. All you have to do is look at yourself. If you can look at yourself for 15 minutes in the mirror in the dark with a candle lit and like what you see, then you're good. And just keep walking right from that point on and watch how it shifts. If you can't do that, then you're going to have some issues. You're going to have some issues during this time, where the frequencies and the vibrations of the planet are shifting. Everything is shifting. People's DNA is being altered. You know, some people who should be standing in alignment are not. So therefore, they're having problems. Mental issues are going on. A lot of people are having, those who've had been diagnosed with issues are having to deal with the situations of that diagnosis. Let me say it like that. When, you know, people like me are calm, I have no reason to adhere to any of that. I just acknowledge it. And that's because they're not standing in alignment with themselves. So they can't handle the change of the vibrations and the frequencies. And then if you're not ascending in life, if you're not ascending in happiness, if you're not happy every day, I mean, it don't have to be every day, but at least 99% of your time, then something isn't right. Something isn't right. If you're saying that that's what you want and happiness comes from within, you have to check yourself on that. But if you're living according to the blue pill in that regard, you're not going to see any issues with yourself, with everybody else, or everything else. A lot of people are choosing the blue pill. And then you have the young people out here who just haven't even been shown a red or blue pill. But they've been shown Molly, though, and Percocet pills. I don't think that's fair to them to not be taught certain fundamentals to handle the shifts that are happening. So, the Constitution of the U.S. and the Constitution for the United States of America. The Constitution of the United States, I think I said this yesterday as well, is the one that was instituted corporately. When they set up the United States Corporation, they set this constitution up and overlapped it. They attempted to overlap it on top of the original constitution by adding certain amendments that were not a part of the original constitution. The original constitution trumps, though, in law. But using titles, fake titles, the blue pill titles, is what keeps you in that system of not knowing. The public schools teach you from elementary to not know what's going on or who you even are. They don't want you to know whose land this is. They don't want you to know how things should be operating. They don't want you to know any of that. So, again, you know, everybody has a choice. But I stand with the Constitution for the United States of America, the one that was in existence prior to the agreement being made, that people can come here and do business that were not of this land. Because people say all the time, you know, I'm an American, I'm an American. And when I look at you, if you're a Caucasian, you know, I respect your position in saying it to me. But the truth of the matter is you're not an American. You're not an American. You're a European born in America. But you say to me that you're an American. But I know that that's not the case. I'm an American. I'm not black. You know, I'm not African American. I'm not any of those titles, Negro. I'm not any of that. And I comprehend, you know, the ways that my elders taught me coming up, and my dad, you know, and my mom. I comprehend what it is now. So, in living on the red pill side, it comes with responsibility as well. And I think a lot of people really just don't want the responsibility of even taking the time to look at themselves. So they blame others for everything wrong that's going on. Or if they're in a place in life that they're not happy with, it's because of. And something outside of themselves comes after that. If everybody looked in the mirror, you know, vibration would change on the planet. If everybody just looked at themselves. But that's just me. You know what I mean? Just me. I'm going to take a break for a second. Y'all know how it is. I drink coffee. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go take this little bathroom break real quick, and then I'll be right back.
We lost as well. We look for heaven, so we fall to hell. We got one more chance to get this right, and that's now. Cause it's all for real. There's soldiers in the field, that's an awful smell. Hey, we as a people haven't tossed the bell. We got one more chance to end this fight, and that's now.
All paradise makes people scared of life. We in the belly of the beast like we parasites. We fell down like that 9/11 terrorist site. My homies in the hood, they ain't never see what Paris like. Life's all that and some very white. Political actors try to sway, but I ain't the Tyler Perry type. I got a scary fight, so many people fought this war. Why I seem like a pig with a body ain't been caught before. Send my condolences to Baltimore. Seems like she already had a bag of problems. This in Baltimore, you can't ignore the anger against these bloodthirsty 40 slingers. They pour their chambers before they hangers. And I know we don't want to hear it, but go inside of it. You see that for black on black, no one rioted. God sees the world and he keeps a golden eye on it. Like, don't you see it's yourself that you people go and fight against? But hey,
is it all for self? Don't feel bad, cause we lost as well. We look for heaven, so we fall to hell. We got one more chance to get this right, and that's now. Cause it's all for real.
That's what's up. Okay, I'm back. My bad. I'm still learning. Man, how the heck? Okay. Whew, feel better. All right, so I guess that's pretty much it. Like, make y'all wait for me to come back and then say that that's it. Oh, it was one more that I see that I missed. Black. The word black. People are using the word black as if it's a verb and applying it to themselves. And in doing so, as a verb, it means to make black or dark. Black, the word itself, is an adjective. It's an adjective that describes And when you look black up, the meaning of it is bright, shining, glittering, pale. Pale. It has nothing to do with a dark skin complexion. Black Law Dictionary, when they apply it to you legally, because these are the terms, I think I said to y'all to look into it, start looking at the fourth edition, looking up these terms, these common words that we think are common, and we don't know that they have more than one meaning. Like person. If you say that you're a person, you're admitting that you're a corporate individual or a corporate entity. That's what it means legally. But we will sign documents with these words in it, and we think that it just means you yourself, like whoever you are, and that's not what it's talking about. You're admitting to things that are not so, and being punished for doing so, but not being told that that's what's happening. So when you come in and you say that you're black, you're actually saying legally that you're pale in skin color, but you're not. But we think the reverse because they taught us the reverse. So white legally means that you're in good standing with the law. Oh, and black means you're 3/5 of a man as well. You're outside of the law. So they don't have to have respect for you, period. That's what it legally means. Outside of the law. Like you're the decrepit shit. White, though, means within the law. Upright. Noble. Because those two tones, black and white, deal with status. It does not deal with skin color. So truth be told, they have us applying our title to them, and they've applied their title to us. And that's some interesting stuff. We don't know. This one guy, I remember this elder saying it. You know, y'all don't know how to read. And I was like, why does he keep saying that? Like, what is wrong with him? Y'all don't know how to read. Like, whoa. But the truth of the matter is, there was no etymology involved in our reading. We were reading words according to the way we were taught in school to read words. That has nothing to do with the way that it is in law and how they deal with you in these contracts that you sign everywhere you go when you do business. Nothing at all to do with that. You're admitting to being a dead entity, a corporate entity, not the natural person you, and taking responsibility for that, especially when you walk into a courtroom and you adhere to that, they now get to punish you because you came before them claiming something that you're not, and you don't even know that. And our parents didn't know that. Grandparents didn't know that. Because when the grandparents was coming, I think it was Negro that they put on top at that point. And even that wasn't real. So it comes with, you know, responsibility. And religion plays a hand in it. That's why I stand where I stand. With pastors, bishops, it don't matter who you are. You're going to have to stand on the truth coming in my face. You know, and that's the real deal. Truth. It's only, truth is the only thing that's going to free people. The truth will make you free. And that's what every situation that you're dealing with, whether it's a relationship, if it's out of balance, you need to look at that relationship and acknowledge that it's out of balance. Instead of trying to put band-aids on things, you got to go right to the situation and deal with it. And deal with the fact that, okay, maybe it's time for something else to be done. and your part in it, your hand in having that relationship like that and allowing it. The sooner you do that, the sooner you can get to the space that you need to be that allow you to have inner peace and happiness. A lot of people around me, when they come to me, they are injured. It's like, dang, nobody ain't happy. Everybody going through something. And I get it. You got to look in the mirror. Take ownership. Stop blaming stuff on the devil. Saying he's busy and all of that shit. Stop saying the devil is busy. It's what you are bringing. What are you thinking all day? Are you thinking blue pill? Because you can have a blue pill, but eventually it's going to slip. Something ain't going to go the way that you want it to go. Then what can you bank on? Or are you going to deal with truth? The red pill. And in dealing with truth, you claim your power. You claim everything that you know you have. What better way is it to walk in this place? You know, I can't do the hamster on the wheel thing. That shit is not me. It's shit me. You gotta get, it's shit me. You gotta get up and be somewhere every day at a certain time and sit in a cubicle. Yo, the heck, what? No. It's not for me. I refuse to stand in the space to make someone else's empire grow. I refuse it. Therefore, I work on my own situation. I work on my own. In truth, though. Because those same people whose businesses I'd be helping grow have hands in the destruction of my people. And administering lies instead of truth. We've all been lied to. Has nothing to do with what color somebody is. If everybody got their status straight, everything would be okay. If everybody was competent, instead of being listed as minors, minority, minor, 14 years mentally, you're 14 years old, on paper, going to college as a minority. Minorities are the ones that need people to handle their estate and their affairs and to govern them because they can't govern themselves. These are the things that are going on around you, and you wonder why you keep going hundreds of years and shit and stuff still don't change because you have to deal with the truth. When you deal with the truth, change will come. There's no way around it. People are afraid though. They've been holding on to it. And when it comes to religion, like I said, they got hands in it. The J-Suites, those are the Jesuits, or however you say that crap, those beings created that garbage. They sat in the room and created that junk. And gave it to my, forced it on my people. Killed my people if we didn't accept it. Here it is generations later, and we stand for it. We sell Bibles. We stand with that shit because we don't know the true history. They never explained it and put us in there. They took us out, or at least in the pictures, they never show us being the ones that they were killing. They never showed that. Because then we would have understood what's going on. So, all religion puts people in boxes. And some people need it. So, if that's what you need, then just stay there. Just comprehend that you can't have anything that's outside of that box. I don't care if you can see it because the lid is off. Got 90 seconds. That's something I didn't do yesterday to call in order to hear the remainder of the show. 646-668-8073 is the call-in number. Yeah. Interesting. Responsibility. That's all I would say. I choose the red pill, even though there's a large amount of responsibility attached to it. I'd rather know the truth than to not know the truth. I'd rather deal with the truth than to not deal with it. You know? So, that's pretty much, I guess, all that I can think of at the moment to say in regards to the blue pill and the red pill. There are a lot of them that are out there. A lot of them. And if you find one, you find many. Start researching these words. You know, like I said, chattel and persons and the black and the white. Research it. Research where you are. Research admiralty law versus the common law, the law of the land. You know, for those who are indigenous to this land, we should abide by the law of the land, not this admiralty stuff. That shit they brought with them. But that's the red pill. Some people like going to work, you know, every day and clocking in and coming home at 5 o'clock. Then you cook the meal, then you take a bath, then you go to bed, then you wake up and you do that shit all over again for 20, 30 fucking years. Like, some people like it. At least know who you are while you're doing it. At least know. At least know the truth about this religion that everybody knocking on my door with and shit. This book. At least know that the people, the family that is responsible for writing that book, those families are the same families that are responsible for the stuff y'all complaining about today. That part didn't stop. I bet you won't research that. I bet you won't go that far back. Same families. Different names. Same bloodline. Same DNA. Today. Working according to a plan that was devised as far back as, I went far back, like I said, to 600 AD. The things that y'all are seeing that are happening now on the planet were discussed in 600 AD. There was a plan all the way down to the poisoning of the food, to the vaccinations, to the miseducation, to all of these things that we know to be real here now. They talked about it way, do you know how, yo, do you know, masterminds, who does that? Who sits and determines how many generations it takes for a people to forget certain things about themselves and be re-indoctrinated with something else? How many generations does it take for us to now institute this and then this generation to be gone and these new generations won't know we can give them this and keep escalating that shit all the way up to where we are now? So now we in this generation won't remember anything about our own DNA that goes back. And they tricking the hell out of us here. 600 AD, who plans? Who plans for that long? It's 2018. Who plans? Way back in 600 AD. I'm still amazed. Like, yo, do you know? Yo. I don't know what he was on, she was on, they was on. You got to be on one. You got to be on two. Who sits and says, I'm going to create a plan that for thousands of years later, hundreds of years, thousands, that this is what's going to happen in this year. And I'm going to get rid of these people. That's what it was all about. Everything that y'all have been complaining about, that y'all have been seeing, was orchestrated. It was already written. All y'all are watching is the plan that was written. Okay, yo. And these families that, you know, are responsible for this Holly Bibble. So when they come to me with it, and when people come to me with it, I used to be nice. I did. I used to be, you know, real cordial about it. But when you come to me with it, no, truth is all you're going to get from me. You have to know the truth. It can't be that my people are the only people that don't know the truth. When you have people in Mexico that know what this land is, that know what's going on and who the people are that really should be helping them and running things to ease up what's going on the planet. But my people don't even know who they are. You got to know who you are. And they're going to have to tell it. The same ones who fed us these lies for generations. What is it, 400, almost 500 years, 600? The same people are going to have to now feed you the truth. They're going to have to find a way to get you on point and in a timely fashion. They scared, though. That's why they're releasing bits and pieces. Now you have pastors that have become ex-pastors. You know, you have people of their nationality talking about it. You have Europeans talking about it. Talking about the fact that this education was done and who the owners of this land are. And it's us, the most oppressed people, and we don't know that every time we speak words incorrectly, without having the knowledge of what these words really mean, that we're putting ourselves underneath someone else's jurisdiction. When you should be standing in the space where you govern yourself. You govern you. I self law and master. And you have to know that, though. Look up the word officer. Officers, you know, y'all call them that. That's not what they are. They're like, you know, public servants. You know, they're assisters. They assist. Officers are elected. These people apply for the position. And they get paid for it. It's not an officer. But if you say it is, then that's what makes it law. Because you say it is. They say it is, you say it is. You say it is because they say it is. Okay, then that's how it is. However, what it is public servant. Whatever nickname that y'all putting on documents and that you're putting yourself in these contracts with, and you don't comprehend how they're looking at you legally or what's being done to you as a result of you signing and adhering to these contracts, which allows you to still be in a situation that's uncomfortable. And that uncomfortable situation that everybody is feeling has nothing to do with color, because everybody's feeling it. They lied to everybody. They miseducated everybody. It has nothing to do with anything other than there was an elite group of beings, as they call them elite, the so-called elite, that made this decision and pulled that off. They pulled it off. You shit. They did that. They did it. And it's working. And it's been running. Like the man behind the curtain on The Wizard of Oz. They did that. All because we don't know. And we want research. We won't look at self. Master self. Master self. That's what every soul in this place should be doing. Mastering self. And once you do that, there's one side for you to be on. Because there's nothing but truth in mastering self. once you master self, you master everything else. Then you can get into the higher sciences. Then you can get into the alchemy. So you set that channel so that it just runs on whatever the hell you want. You gotta deal with self first. Get right with self first. That's what everybody should be on. And it'll bring balancement and harmony. Harmony in the house, harmony in the workplace. Because you wouldn't give a damn. You'd be too busy working on yourself to care what Lucy just said or how she rolled her eyes or whatever the hell happened in those types of environments. You wouldn't care. And you'd be too busy creating the magic of your own life. So that if your husband isn't in an agreeable space and you're on point, you can think him into a better space. You can think your whole existence into a better space so that y'all are not vibrating on a frequency that allows it to be such. But your heart has to be right. You have to look at self. You got to deal with truth in order to get it. Can't be, you know what I'm saying? It can't be that. It can't be fake. It can't be the blue pill. Not in asking for things that's on the red side. And did y'all know that when Washington, George Washington, as we were taught in school, cut down that cherry tree, that it was not a tree at all? This story been popping up here and there. Just hearing it. I've been hearing people say it. It's like, whoa. It wasn't a cherry tree. It was the red flag, the green five-pointed star that represented the land, the Moor's land. It was a flag he cut down, saying that he had toppled the land of the Moors, which are the brown-skinned people who were here on this land before they came here. That was a cherry tree, him taking down the government where my people knew who they were. Him taking down my people. You know, they killed us, killed the children. Remember, they came through. If you didn't accept Christianity, they did a whole bunch of stuff to you. Kidnapped children. They kidnapped Aboriginal children and took them up in the mountains and raised them amongst their own and misindoctrinated them with Christianity. Do your research. Do your research and find out all the things that have been done. Yeah, so I think I pretty much touched on everybody who had asked me to deal with certain things without, you know, being too personal. It all boils down to self. You look at you. And everything that happens in your life, look at your hand in it. If somebody made you upset, or you got upset because of what somebody did, because nobody can make you anything, then you allowed yourself to get upset. It wasn't anything they said that made you upset. You allowed what they said to make you upset. Stand in a space where nothing that they say could make you upset. Instead, in order to stand there, though, you have to look at self. That's all I'm saying. You can alter that. You can't alter the fire if you keep pouring gas on it and saying that they're doing it. That's it. All things are changing. All doors are open. I think I did say that. You know, activation is the key word. You're responsible for your own thoughts. So whatever you want, think about it. You want a hard time, you mad, somebody made you upset, you thinking about it, you're going to have more of that. So if that's what you want, more of that, keep thinking about it. If the opposite is true, only think that which you will to exist. That's it. Take control of your mind. The war is for your minds in this place. to have you focused on this, to have you emotional. Social media is just, they admitted it, that it's just like a spy network. They're pulling information from everybody. People are taking it real. Like it's real deal. It's virtual reality. It's not real. And for people to take it to heart, I think is ludicrous. Like some of the things that people get into on it makes no sense to me. It's like two avatars in a Sims game fighting. It's stupid to me. You know, but pay attention to what's moving around you. And stay on the up. Control your mind. Stop eating a bunch of fake stuff. Look into nanobots, because they redid it. I did a show on nanobots, you know, and it was a conference. Y'all can go back for those of y'all who missed it. And once you hear that show and check that out, then you can see where we are right now, which is beyond where we were at that show. Because during that show, they were having a conference to redo and improve the nanobots. The nanobots are being put into the foods that are made by Monsanto. And the nanobots can hold radio frequencies. They can receive and emit frequencies. And they were speaking on how they were going to tweak it and something else now be able to be done. But the bottom line in it is they can control how you feel by controlling those nanobots. Because once you ingest them, once you eat them, they become a part of your, they bury into your muscles and your tissues, become a part of you. They don't expel out. And once they get into emitting whatever the frequencies are, they can make you experience depression. They can make you angry. They can control a population with switches or however they are using it to remote control these bots. And it's real. And they put it out there and they tell you, well, they put it so that you can find it if you want to know it. But it's in a lot of the processed foods, like the macaroni and cheeses, a lot of these quick cereals, pretty much everything that you like that's processed has it in there. So research nanobots and see what they're doing now. The nanobot technology is not a joke. You know, so, but again, that's on the red pill side. On the blue pill side, you can just keep going and making your meals and it don't even matter. It just don't matter. But that, you know, has been the cause of a lot of situations. Once you see and you start researching it, you're going to see where they said that nanobot activation has been responsible for some things. And people are thinking that that's what they may use because of the fact that we're in a state of war. You know what I mean? Biochemical warfare is acceptable. Poisoning the food, according to the laws of war, is acceptable. So imagine, you know, everybody, they eating the same wrong shit, and they program the whole fucking community, and everybody turn on each other. They had a study about that, about certain towers that they were putting in certain communities. It was a few years back. That was emitting certain frequencies. In the community, everybody got along until they put this tower up, and the people in the community agreed to do the test, that they would send out the love vibration and the hate vibration. Of course, they turned the hate vibration on first. But, you know, once they turned it on, people started killing each other. The crime rate went up. You can check that out. I think it happened in Australia. Yeah, Australia. Crime went up. And it happened for so long that people were asking them to stop doing it. They had it on the radio show here, the radio station here did a show about it too. I think that was 1940 radio show, or like the news show. But once they did that in Australia, you know, wait, I lost my damn train of thought. Hold one second. Looking at too many things at one time. Okay, so they turned the vibration of pay on. And when the crime rate went up, the people were asking that they take the tower down or to switch the frequencies. And the people would not switch the frequencies. And the people were calling in, talking about it on his radio show. I'll never forget, I was standing in one of the incense shops, wholesale spots, and they had it on the radio show, which is what sparked me to even look into it. And they were calling, it was like, they won't turn it off, they won't turn it off. What wound up happening in that particular community is everybody, it wound up being abandoned. Too much crime, people dying, and everybody wound up moving out. So it was a vacant community at this point. And I was like, damn, I wonder if that's what the whole point was. That they can turn, you know what I'm saying, frequencies onto a community and make their behavior clear the area. Look into that. Look into microwave also. They got some microwave shit. If y'all ain't looking into what's going on with the sun and what do they call it? The sun flashlight, the sun lamp flashlight or something like that. Look into that. It's a whole lot that's happening while everybody is, you know, really looking at other stuff. There's some things happening in the skies, some other things that are not, you know, being disclosed that you could be focusing on that'll become your natural focus, I think, once you start to look into self, because you won't have to be able to focus on the rest of this chaos, these minor inconveniences that you're allowing to exist until they snowball and then they start feeling like they're huge. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's it. I know after I hang up, as usual, I'm going to think of some other things that I could have compared, but I think I did well for my little 5 minutes that I had to prepare. Because I was like, man, maybe I'm not going to do it. I was like, no, you know, this is discipline type shit. So made sure that I was able to at least come through with the show. And if y'all notice, I hadn't really opened the phone line, but, you know, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Divine Mothers Radio Show. And that call-in number has changed. It's now 646-668-8073. That's the new number to be able to reach me. And send me your messages and your topics. And it'd be real funny because I'd be thinking, like, man, ain't nobody really interested in talking about this. And then I find out later that I'm not correcting that. People are interested. Because I just don't know what people are really dealing with until I hear it from them. You know, so that's what's up. I guess that's my show for this shadow. I choose the red pill. Fuck the state. I don't have to have that shit. I ain't got to have nothing. Red pill all day. Show me the truth. Pull all the veil down. Pull the whole curtain down, Dorothy. Toto, pull it down so I can see. And let me, you know, stand in the correct position for all of my ancestors who came before me, who were not able to find out that they were lied to. That's my stance on it. You know? So, all right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and end it. I'm going to get better, y'all. It's just shit. I'm going to be up. My schedule is different, by the way. By the time I'm up, it's going to be about 3 o'clock. I don't go to sleep till, like I say, after 6. It's a.m. I didn't go to sleep till 10 a.m. So I'm kind of, you know what I'm saying, groggy at the moment. But I'll be up around 3. So I might wind up even switching during the show at 3 o'clock just because I can. But either way, you know, send me your links. Your information. I think on Fridays, too, because we discussed this already, for the underground artists, for anybody who has information or any links to people who are underground artists, send me their links so that I can spend their music on the Friday show. You know, I think FaZe is going to handle the show on Fridays. And send me, like I say, the links. You can reach me through Facebook. Or you can send it through, and I know he say I'm old, but Divine Mothers, D-I-V-I-N-E, Mothers, M-O-T-H-E-R-S, at yahoo.com. send me the link there and put Divine Mother's Radio Show at the heading so I know. And then that way I can get y'all in circulation on Friday. We're going to start that back up. You know, because I got a lot of people that have been asking about that as well. So we can feature some new music and stuff. But, all right, y'all. That's been my night. I did okay. You know, consider my timing, and that's what's up, man. Stay with me. Send me them links, man. You know, eventually it's going to be some real, real conversations happening on this mug, as it always is. You know, I deal with what people want me to deal with. Whatever it is that helps y'all be on a better space, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? All right. So I'm out of here, y'all. Until tomorrow, 11 p.m. Talk to y'all later. Peace.
Elevated fraud. Fraud.
Baby boy, pretty soon you gotta make a choice. Hell nah, ain't no Santa Claus. Let them keep their God, nigga, pray to yours.
Never lose sight of the true light.
If you're here to play, what you playing for? Keep your soul right, cause the low life ain't you. It's true, that what she told me. Mama, yeah, she rose me. She said if I'm walking in the light, it's gonna be lonely. I won't have no friends in the end, ain't no homies. So I keep my Glock cocked, staring at the clock, watching it talk, no taking my soul for real. My nigga, I'm so for real. I swear my life ain't no candy rain. This ain't no soul for real. I might just kick in the dough for real. I am a soldier still. Lay down that law with the load of steel. You better hold it still. I put my enemies on payroll. They don't know I see them coming. They would never see that coming. I got so many who depending on the Pharaoh. Trying to keep the ship from jumping. Why these niggas jumping ship? I see them running. Run, run. Better outrun my gun. Green light, green light. If you sleeping on fade, niggas sleep tight. But your girl wanna taste, she see light. I don't want a new baby, but she might. And I ain't tryna cuff nor smash it. I ain't throwing up, get blasted. I ain't tryna puff, I'm past it. I don't need drugs, I'm classic, yeah. Mama told me not to worry, just kill it. I'm steady rolling with the chamber of secrets. I'm not gonna hold it, I prefer to reveal it. I knock a hole in every one of you villains. I know it's lonely at the top. I would never chew the drop. Damn phase, you done came up. Nigga, pray that you would stop. I can hear my mama saying,
real life.
Never tell them all your plans.
Real life.
You gon' be amazing. They gon' see your face, yeah. And they gon' want your heart again. Make sure you tell them shut the hell up talking. We beefing, we ain't squash. My legion keep the cards. Sleep with see with caution. You and all that talk. When you see me, it's your coffin. I'm lethal with the carbon. Sleep with see with caution. Shorty's talking. She said she in love with my drip, I mean my sauce.
Yeah.
She hit my line, she said she need a bin, I call her Carson. I left her on all, then I hopped inside the foreign. Who she think I are, man? Pull up in that respect, my authority, I'm caught, man. I ain't come to bargain, I come to shake up the industry. I want your head on the plate with my dinner be. Not finna let up, y'all wasting y'all energy. Not finna get in the way of my victory. Hop in the jet, I'm racing the enemy. On the way to my infinity swerve. Blowing paper while I'm bending the curve. Nigga, Aggie about that little bitty cat. Tell my face about to get on the nerve. You were flexing, I was ripping and working. You try to shine,
you try to shine.
You know who you is. You and your mama, y'all hated my shine.
Hated my shine.
I blow out your candle light. Me and the clan so pipe. And we are not sparing your life. We try to blam on sight. Get pop like a Zan on sight. I blow like a fan on sight. I keep a unk and it's lit. So you know who I am on sight. Still hear my mama say. Never tell them all your plans. You gon' be amazing. They gon' see your face. And they gon' want your heart again. Make sure you tell them shut the hell up talking. We beefing, we ain't squashing. My legion keep the carbon. Sleep with see with caution. You and all that talk. When you see me, it's your coffin. I'm lethal with the carbon. Sleep with see with caution. Yeah.
She said she in love.
Yeah, she said she in love. Look, I'm on the way. Proceed with caution.
Thank you. her my babe, cause she too beautiful, and she been through the most. You ain't
keep it on the beat.
No, I don't care what you think, cause I know she the one. I don't see no one else. She my life, lead it on. I can't be no new John Legend. I just hope that you don't let it die. I just hope you know I'll never try to keep you from hearing his lullaby. I know his songs are not sincere, but I'll sing all the songs to keep you here for a while, at least until I know he'll treat you fair. But until I know
he
I'll tell him
right
there, you don't need to turn my babe, cause you too beautiful.
My baby, yeah, yeah, you don't deserve my.